Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is one of the hardest working guys, I think, on the planet, Craig Cheatham. And Craig is the owner of Marco's Pizza. And Marco's Pizza isn't just Marco's Pizza. Craig's not just Craig. Craig, welcome to Business Connection. I want to start by talking about you a little bit, because you're doing something very interesting and different with Marco's Pizza. You started this 8 years ago, before there was even language to describe what you're doing with this business, and you work very hard. You really work hard. You've got four locations. That's a lot to manage, along with the staff and everything else. But you have committed this business to doing good and helping people in the community. What led you to get into this, and why this path? What's in your background that leads you here?
Well, I think we all want to make our world a better place. We probably have a more innovative way of doing that, and it takes a little time to absorb. And certainly 8 years ago when we started, there wasn't even language to describe the approach that we're using. Like most people, we started out thinking we're going to start a nonprofit. First step was to talk to the nonprofits and say, where are the gaps in the community? We don't want to duplicate anybody's efforts. And to a person, they said, please do not start another nonprofit. We have everything covered. We just need to support what we've got. That kind of blew our whole plan, but we kept the conversation going and had them build a list of the things they need. And the short version of a very long story is we ended up with a pizzeria that's probably disguised as a pizzeria, operates more as a granting agency or a nonprofit to support good works, good causes in this community and beyond through the sale of our pizza, wings, salads, subs, gelato. It's an interesting way to approach it, but it's been very, very successful. Since then, we've opened up three other staging areas, is what we call them, staging areas for supporting good works in this community. And we have more than 1,200 good causes that we've supported in the last 8 years. And great relationships with the nonprofits, the food banks, those serving the homeless, those in need, all the way down to Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, schools. And we had no idea of all the opportunities that we'd be able to seize. But we're exhausted, but it's a good tired. But it relies on the community for their support. It's got to be a partnership. So if it's all the same to people in the community and they want to choose the delivery pizza that supports good works in their community and beyond, Marco's is their choice. And then they've got the out-of-town corporate brands that pull the money out of town. So connect the dots, make your choice, but we're here to support good causes.
And I like the way you put it. You don't want anybody to buy your pizza out of guilt. All the hard work you do revolves around using the business, leveraging the assets that come from the business to support all these other nonprofit causes. That leads us then to Move for Hunger, which is really the reason we're here today, is to talk about that. We're second year into this. You've got some great supporters working along with you to help get this done. Move for Hunger, it's Marco's, it's a call to order, professional organizers, and Move for Hunger, the nonprofit organization itself. Talk about why it came into existence.
Well, you know, it seems like we've made a lot of progress in society, but they're also, we've slid back a bit, and some of our problems are more complex and more tough to crack than they've ever been, and our community has become more and more disconnected on its own. And so our effort is to try to reconnect the community and support the good things that are going on, support the organizations that are doing good works. At first, we set up our own good works. They failed miserably, and we realized, wait a minute, we should find what other people are already doing, join in their effort, and we can multiply their efforts. And so Move for Hunger is a great example of someone else's initiative that we're just supporting to make it be even more successful. People will be surprised in El Paso County. You think it's an affluent community, and in many ways it is, but you'd be surprised the percentage of people who are not sure where their next meal is coming from. And we have a great opportunity here. We're a food-based business, so this makes total sense to us. But at a time when people are in most transition, in a transitional community, they're packing up, they're getting transferred in the military, moving in and out of town, it's a great time for all those extra canned goods. Don't move those with you. Leave them here for people in need. And we've got a great system where you can drop in and dine with us, or you can carry out your pizza and drop off some non-perishable goods in our dining room while you're there, or our delivery drivers who bring you your Marco's pizza can take that donation back to the store with them. So it's very, very easy to just grab something out of the pantry and do good for this community.
And you don't have to be moving to want to move this extra stuff out of your pantry. Some of this stuff sits, and not that it gets old or out of date, that's not the point. It's just stuff that you don't use or you don't use very often. It can sit there for 6 months. Why? So any good organizer, like Gina Coy, of course, will tell you that if it sits around for 6 months, you haven't put your hands on it, it probably doesn't need to be in your house or in your life. So give it to somebody who's doing some good with it. And that leads us back again to Move for Hunger and move the stuff to Marcos. Do support Marcos as Marcos works to support other people in the community who are suffering from things like food insecurity. And I think it's a great point that you bring up in El Paso County that food insecurity even exists here, but it does.
It does, and there's no shortage of food. It's just a matter of getting it to the people in need. And we don't think anyone has to hold their nose and choke down Marcos to support good causes. Our executive chef is Pasquale Giammarco, who was born in Sulnoma, Italy, moved here as a young boy and said, here in the United States, they don't make pizza right. It doesn't taste like it could, and so it's his recipes that we use, and we think it's delicious. And of course, being a native Italian, he knows nothing about artificial ingredients or fillers. So not only does ours taste better, we think, because it's all fresh and we are preparing it fresh in the kitchen every day. There's no processed food truck that rolls up with, you know, like it would at other places. He doesn't understand. It's got to be fresh. It's got to be good, and also makes it better for you. Lower in all the bad stuff and higher in all the good stuff.
Absolutely.
Plus better in taste. So
you have four locations, four drop-off locations. One of them is down on South Tejon Street. So you'll find that one at 12 South Tejon, and it will be between...
I always say about a block east of the Antlers Hotel, there just across from Jack Quinn's. People seem to know about Jack Quinn's.
Yeah.
We're also at Barnes and Austin Bluffs, across from Skate City, in front of the old DMV, which is now an ARC. Up at Briargate, Chapel Hills and Briargate near T. Rowe Price, Focus on the Family. Then over in Rock Rimmon, just across from the post office. So we are where you want to be. Really easy to drop these donations off.
What's the goal? Are you measuring this in pounds? How are you doing this?
Yeah, we do measure in pounds. I don't know the numbers, but every year we've done this, we've beat the year before, so we might as well step it up and set a new record and involve your children. It's always good to involve your children in good works. It's easy to make that move to the pantry, help them select some things, and involve them, let them hand it off to the driver and show them this is what we do as a community for each other, and that it's not just an adult thing. Everybody can participate one way or another.
Yeah, and you're teaching your kids service. You're teaching them selflessness. You're teaching them to be cognizant and aware of other people, maybe their same age, who live a few blocks away, who may be hungry, and they shouldn't be. It just doesn't seem natural, like you said, Craig. You've partnered with a call to order, and that's Gina Coy. She is a professional organizer. And, of course, when you get in touch with Gina, she's one of your drop-off locations. Is that right?
Yes.
But if you're doing business with Gina as well to organize, of course, she'll coach you through that process, how to pick the right stuff. And, well, you know, it's all the right stuff if it sits and you don't do anything with it. So you got to bring it in. So we're really talking about non-perishable. Is that right?
That is ideal.
And non-perishable can be described how?
Well, we need a shelf life of more than 30 days. So it's usually canned goods and some dried pastas, things like that. But it doesn't have to be something you don't need. It can be your very best. You can give your best.
Yeah.
And just a great conversation for your family about how we actually have all the resources we need in our community. We just need to get more efficient about getting it to the people in need.
Give what's in your heart and give what's in your pantry that you don't need. Or, like you say, give your best. Craig Cheatham, Marcos Pizza owner, and you are the event leader, as we're describing you, for Move for Hunger. And when does the drive end?
We'll go through the end of August, so we're going to call that the end of summer and hope for a record this year.
Oh, and you know, KRDO is one of your partners. We really appreciate the opportunity to support you in this. I know this is our second year, and we look forward to many more to come. We're going to hear you on morning news. We're going to hear you on afternoon news as well here at KRDO, telling a little bit more of your story and offering this wonderful call to action again. Support Move for Hunger. Take your non-perishables to Marcos or let them pick them up and treat yourself to a pizza. That's the best way, I think, to handle this. If you want more information, moveforhungercs.com. That's moveforhungercs.com. Four is spelled out, F-O-R. And gosh, I hope you're lucky enough to meet Craig.
Well, no, when you move to Marcos, you're not putting a penny in my pocket. I work for Marcos for free. I have a day job that actually pays me and puts food on my table. So we are 100% committed to using Marcos to deliver support to good works in this area and beyond.
Craig Cheatham, thank you for everything you do to serve and support the community. And that's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We air Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. And catch us by podcast on demand 24/7, totally free. KRDO.com, select the radio tab, and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.